This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We have six constitutional amendments that voters statewide will be making a choice on.
With the help of Public Affairs Research Council President Robert Travis Scott, we found out about the first three amendments Friday. Today, we're getting the rundown on the remainder, beginning with Amendment 4, a property tax exemption.
Number 4 would give a full exemption for your assessment on your home for people who have died in the line of duty. And it's not just military people. This expands it for police and firefighters.
Amendment 5 would establish the Revenue Stabilization Fund.
It sets up a fund that says, when oil and gas or corporate revenues surge, we're going to take off the top of that surge and put it into this special fund. Otherwise, what would happen is the legislature would very likely just spend that money and put it into the operating budget.
But isn't that the theory behind the rainy day fund to begin with? Why do we need another one?
That's exactly right. What this fund does is it builds upon that, and it actually creates more thresholds and tames the surge more.
Amendment 6 is controversial, Scott says.
It makes it a little bit easier for the state to go in and tap some of these protected, dedicated funds and put that money into the operational budget.
What makes it controversial is the trigger for tapping into the dedicated monies. All it takes is a drop in the revenue forecast.
You could have increased revenue next year, but your forecast went down a little bit, and therefore you'd still be able to tap these funds for the operating budget.
Your opportunity to weigh in on these amendments starts tomorrow when early voting begins. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.